Hey, we got Dr. Tim back with us here from Bayshore Veterinary Hospital, and Dr. Tim's pet food, of course, the official food of Rhodey, and it's his birthday, actually. He's 1 year old.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rhodey.
Welcome back. I'm glad to have you in the studio again. I haven't talked to you in a while, and, you know, we've talked over a lot of different subjects. One thing I want to talk to you about, though, being as Rhodey is getting older now, his frame is, I think, pretty much grown to where it's going to, and his diet, and things that we should look for to change in a dog's diet as they get older. Anything I should know at 1 year old?
No, I think the food he's on is going to be pretty good. What we look at as he ages here and he's young is just his activity level. So as we switch from a 1 year old to, let's say, a 2 or 3 year old, his activity level might go up, might go down. Now, you hunt your dog, and you're going to probably be pushing him harder and harder.
Mm-hmm.
And as we do that, we'll probably switch from the food he's on to actually a higher fat, higher protein type diet, because he's going to need that to sustain what he's doing, because his work sessions will be much longer than they were as a puppy. So surprisingly, we're going to kind of push up his caloric intake in that he's going to be doing more and more than he was last summer and ensuing summers and falls when you're hunting him out in the Dakotas. So to me, I would bump up his food. I'm not one that looks at going to a senior diet as a dog gets older. I like to stay with these higher fat type diets all year round and then into their older age. I think they just do better. I just vary the amount that's fed, not the overall calories per se. I think they do very well in a higher fat type diet, dogs like your own. We just give less as they age. For him, he's young. He's going to be in the throes of his athletic lifespan here for the next 6 or 8 years, so we want to keep that going.
I noticed that I actually, based on your recommendation, I really monitor his poop.
There you go.
Know, I really look at it almost every single day, see the consistency of it, and I notice the days that I really work him hard. Like yesterday, we spent 4 hours in the water, and I mean, he wanted to go the whole time. Just training him with bumpers and balls and things like that, and doing some casting training and throwing blind retrieves for him. I notice I have to give him 3 cups in the morning and 3 cups in the evening in those time frames. I mean, it's a lot of food.
Yeah, we're pushing it to him. I mean, he's really using it. When they swim, they really use the calories, and you hit it on the head. As a dog is becoming more and more athletic, regardless of the type of sport he does, it's the poop that tells you how well the food is performing. And when we try to get a food that's working well for a sporting dog, the poop needs to stay solid despite the activity level. And if we consistently are running into softer stools, be it soft serve ice cream or anything
lovely,
even looser than that. You like that analogy? If we start hitting that usually means our food is not performing as well as it should be under those circumstances, and that's when we bump it up to a different level of food.
Can we talk a little bit about fat content? Because I think, you know, many people think protein, but fat is really important for a dog too, right?
Yeah, that's what dogs run on. Their metabolism is run on fat versus a human is run primarily on carbohydrates. Dogs can go on an almost no carbohydrate-based diet and perform fine. Humans, on the other hand, can't do that. So fat is everything to a dog for their metabolism, and that's where dogs start to perform poorly under certain diets, and that the diets are much too low in fat. Their metabolism can't acclimate to a high carb-based diet to use those calories properly, and the dogs will start to literally poop out and not only have poor-looking poops, but they'll also not sustain their energy level as much as they would if they're on a higher fat level. Definitely been proven time and time again in different environments of sporting dogs that the high-fat intake-type dog diets are going to outperform by far any diet that's lower in fat.
Let me ask you this, because as a present to him and for his birthday or just for a treat, you know, I'd like to give him some meat, non-dog food meat. And one of the things that, you know, obviously I have access to is venison.
Okay.
Venison is a very lean meat.
It is.
He'd be better off with beef, actually, right?
Correct. I mean, you feed venison to dogs. You have to remember this. With animals that we shoot here in Michigan and elsewhere, we still need to freeze them for a good month to kill any parasites, hard freeze. So if you're feeding raw, which I'm a big advocate of, we want to make sure these wild animals are frozen for a long enough time that we kill any parasites. And like you say, venison's very lean, so trying to use venison with a sporting dog isn't going to be great versus using a higher fat content fat or chicken. And again, you have to use common sense with handling this stuff, but dogs are really, they thrive on getting fed raw food in addition to their kibbles. So with the sled dogs, we use a tremendous amount of raw, but we just use good handling techniques. Their pH of the stomach is much lower than ours, so they can handle different things or bacterial loads better than we can. They can kill stuff, but still we have to use good handling so we don't let things spoil. But to me, raw is good. I'm not a huge advocate of venison other than treats, versus if we want to really bring meat to the table to the dog, per se, I'd bring beef.
Okay, what would you recommend? Maybe just some standard ground
beef? Yeah, ground hamburger would be fine. I usually, for your size dog, a Labrador, Rhodey's about 80 pounds now, I'd probably look at a half to 1 pound a day of beef, bring it in slowly over a course of a week or two to get them used to it, and then sustain them on that. It's just a cost factor. If you wanted to use chicken, we could use the same amount. Chicken's a little fattier, and you have to watch the spoilage on that a little quicker. But again, raw is fed to an animal. They do quite well. Just use common sense.
Well, I'd like you to hang around and talk to us in our next outdoor report. I want to talk to you about the fact that Rhodey is a water dog.
Sure.
And I notice when we train for a lengthy period of time, he urinates a lot afterward. And
okay. It
actually can be something that you have to be careful with too, right? The ingestion of too much water?
Correct. There's a rare occurrence of what's called water intoxication. I haven't seen many of those over the years at the animal hospital, but it does occur, and we can talk more on that. One thing I'd like to welcome also as we listen to these talks on the radio station is if folks have questions, please go to Adam's Facebook page and post some questions. I'd be happy to answer those and come back and see if we can get some answers to your questions.
That'd be great, yeah. Ask Dr. Tim. Dr. Tim Hunt from Bayshore Veterinary Hospital in Harvey here, south of Marquette, and we'll be back with him to talk more about dog nutrition and safety in our next outdoor report, right here on The Outdoor Show.